Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only teach you the wonderful book of Galatians, but it will also teach you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Galatians. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Hi, I'm William Stewart. Welcome back to our Verse by Verse study on the book of Galatians. Such a great study. Tells us so much about the basis of our salvation in the Abrahamic covenant, detailed in Genesis 12 to 22, and that we have liberty in our faith, not bound by the law or legalism. Paul is writing the Galatians to stress this point to them, that while they had begun their salvation by faith, they had then continued on in their Christian walk by legalism, trying to obey the law. And we're in Galatians 5, and he's emphasizing our liberty in the first half of this chapter. And he states that the Galatians have liberty in verse 1, apart from the law, and that if they are bound to the law, they have to be dedicated to live by it in order to be righteous before man. But thus they've given up their grace that they have from God that they could use in their Christian walk. So we start today in verse 6. We'll cover through verse 10. Again, he returns to the idea of circumcision, the topic of circumcision, saying that it doesn't really matter in Christ if you're circumcised or not. Now, why is he pointing this out? Well, again, these Galatians, of which probably many were Jews, were attempting to follow the law to live a righteous life. And the circumcision, as you probably know, was a sign to the Jews of the covenant between Abraham and God. And so it was a sign to them that God would come and take away their dirty flesh and replace it with a clean heart, as it says in Ezekiel 36, and also with the Spirit. So, but at this point, Christ has come. So whether you're circumcised or not, it means nothing, because the fulfillment of that sign has arrived in Christ, and now we live by faith, and salvation is by grace. As it was by back then, salvation was by faith. But now we know what the object of that faith is, which was only prophesied in the Old Testament. The object is Jesus Christ, who has died for our sins and helps us, along with the Spirit, live a Christian life by faith. So the law is no longer needed, which pointed to Christ, who would come and deal with the sin problem and told the Jews in the Old Testament how to live righteously. We live differently by now through faith with the power of the Spirit. And we use the epistles, as we've talked about, the apostolic letters, to obey these as we live in the church. So verse 7 then says, you ran well, otherwise you started out well, but who hindered you? And again, who's hindering them is sort of vaguely or globally called the Judaizers, Jews who seem to accept salvation by faith, but say that you have to walk in the law. And it's this word is mentioned earlier, only once in Scripture. It's earlier in Galatians. So we don't know a lot about who these people were, how they were organized. It's a little bit of guesswork. But whoever they were, that persuasion in verse 8 does not come from God, who called you to a holy, faithful living. Verse 9 says, a little leaven then leaveneth the whole loaf. Now, leaven, as you know, is yeast. I'm not good at making bread, so I don't really know what I'm talking about here. But it seems to fluff up the bread and add air and add a really nice texture to the bread. But in scripture, it's often, not always, but perhaps usually indicates a bad thing and a sinful thing. And so I think he's indicating here in context that once works enters and faith is replaced, then it very quickly spreads to the entire community with an adverse influence. And I think that's true experientially. You look at seminaries, schools, churches, once they give up faith and turn to liberal Christianity or some system of works, it is really very difficult to stop it. Once some members, particularly in leadership, begin living this way, and I don't know of an instance where it's gone back, after it's really been advanced in a works-based system. Verse 10, then, I have confidence in you through the Lord. So again, he's trusting in God. He's trusting in them because if they've really come to faith, they're chosen. We know that salvation is secure, and it's God that helps us persevere, say in 2 Timothy 1:12 as an example. So for those that you will not be otherwise minded, otherwise that they will not give up what they've learned from him. But those that trouble you, in contrast, will face some sort of judgment, whoever they might be. So again, to summarize here, Paul is really emphasizing to the Galatians, since he's almost pleading with them, please pay attention to faith. What I've taught you, don't give them this up. Don't go back to the law. It doesn't do you any good. It's that faith and living as God has told us to in the present church time that will bear fruit, give you liberty, and give you a productive Christian life in God's eyes and in service to him. I'm probably extracting and making some assumptions here, but you can take this from other points of scripture. All right, thank you for joining me. We'll continue this section on Christian liberty next time. Glad you were here today, and I hope you'll join me then.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.